Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Breaking the Miracle Barrier, Releasing God's Power for Breakthrough by Jennifer LeClaire. Narrated by Nan McNamara. 1. The Sound of Now. I needed a breakthrough. I was walking through a season of spiritual warfare. The pain of betrayal inflicted by people I would never have imagined were Judases in disguise. It was a season like nothing I had ever experienced before, and hope never to experience again. I refer to it as a Job 1 season, a season in which a trial comes, then another, then another, then another in rapid-fire succession. Maybe you can relate. My Job 1 season started with a freak accident that left me with a debilitating limp for months on end. I was not playing soccer or running a marathon when it happened. No, I was reading Christian books in my bright orange prayer chair just before I collapsed. I got up to walk toward the kitchen, where my brewing coffee was calling my name. I took one step, two steps. On the third step, my left foot went numb, and I heard an unmistakable snap. I did not twist my ankle, nor did I turn it. I was walking on level ground, and it just snapped unexplainably. Immediately, I was in excruciating pain with a high, mid, and low ankle sprain that stubbornly refused to heal. At key points in the recovery process, just as the pain started to subside, I would re-injure it and have to start all over. Despite the torn ligaments that kept me up at night and made it difficult to walk in the day, I pressed on. 2 days after the injury, I would head out to lead my first-ever intercessors' retreat in Kansas City. I refused to let those intercessors down. Rather, I would demonstrate to them the power of persevering prayer and a determined heart. Everything seemed to be moving along, until another Job-like episode occurred. While at the retreat, I got word that the back wall of our Awakening House of Prayer, AHOP, church building in South Florida, where I pastor and lead a prayer movement in several nations, had collapsed. It was literally on the 6 o'clock news on every station in our region, and later in the newspapers. I was in disbelief until I saw it online with my own two eyes. Still, I could hardly believe it. That was when someone reminded me that Chuck Pierce, an apostle and prophet and president of Glory of Zion International Ministries in Texas, had preached at AHOP just a few months before the building collapsed, and had prophesied that the walls and roof would shake, and that God was going to shake us out of that place. Then he said this, "Awakening House of Prayer will be known as the House That Shook." He had no idea of the extent of his words at the time, but AHOP is, in fact, now known around the country as the House That Shook. Our ministry was displaced for months. The enemy saw this as an opportune time to pounce and poured gas on the fiery blaze that had come to test me. People started leaving the church in droves. $100,000 worth of equipment that we needed to function in ministry was trapped in our church building, which the city threatened to condemn. So-called prophets sent me messages proclaiming that I was suffering the judgment of God. I started to imagine how Job felt when his friends were advising him during his difficulties. As the raging trial got hotter, I chose to take a few days off and lock myself away in a hotel room to rest, pray, study, and reflect. I hoped to receive some overwhelming revelation as to the root of the resistance. I wanted to understand what I was going through. I needed some aha moments that would shine a light on the next steps for the ministry. I expected a prophetic dream, vision, or encounter. I got none of that. God was awkwardly silent, and I grew more discouraged as the clock ticked and talked toward Sunday morning service. Somewhat frustrated when Sunday rolled around sooner than I had hoped, I began the drive back to Awakening House of Prayer, which was meeting at that point.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?